Not much in terms of Russian troop movements, but much more in terms of Russian missile strikes. We heard about one out here in Lviv overnight. Essentially, the Russians are moving their strikes further to the west, trying to interdict those supply lines. This is going to be a major issue. We've got to keep that military aid flowing in and humanitarian aid flowing in to keep the forces in Kyiv and sustain them over time. Separately, out here in the east, the Russians still getting bogged down, struggling in terms of logistics and resupply and keeping these corridors open, constantly met by Ukrainian opposition. That's obviously a surprise for them. But the bigger story ultimately is down here in the south. We're starting to see, again, more resupply in the Sea of Azov. They're using their naval support to essentially bring in more supplies here, and reports of more landing craft and Navy ships of the Russian Navy out in the Black Sea. Seems like phase one of their military invasion is complete. They're trying to consolidate, reorganize, and resupply. And phase two looks like they could focus both here on Odessa, trying to seal off the southern part of Ukraine, and encircle Kyiv. But the Ukrainian military is doing an amazing job, and they have more weapons on the way. The U.S. and its allies bringing more javelins in for anti-tank, more Stingers for anti-air, and you heard President Zelensky say he would like to receive MiG jet fighters. You've heard debate about that in the country. Lots of hesitation that might be an escalation to war. But the S-300 is an anti-missile, essentially anti-air defense weapon system used against cruise missile strikes. Slovakia may provide those in, and Russia has also said that if they do, they will try and intercept these as well.